It's got a death curse.
Soon, all of you will be like me.
And then who will lock you up in the sewer?
Just like having a wart removed.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Now, up against live, hostile targets. So, if Little Red Riding Hood should show up with a bazooka and a bad attitude, I expect you to chin the bitch.
A lot of aliens-inspired moments in this movie, for sure.
Short, controlled burst.
Oh, they cut the power. How could they cut the power, man? They're animals!
Gotta get me out of here before they come back!
Who, Captain? Who is going to come back?
They tore them to pieces in front of my eyes!
No offense if it was happening, though. I'd come to you simply for the fact that hopefully you'd be out of their eyesight. You're so short, maybe the trip will be you. And then I can run away.
How rude.
All right, this is it. Mark your targets and preserve your ammo. Three round busts.
You can tell us it's not the best vampire movie ever.
Yeah, it's a great vampire movie. It was fantastic.
Fuck all of you. Okay?
Fuck all of you. I'm gonna fucking have you! Ah!
Ah! What was it he said to it? I hope I give you the shits,
you fucking wimp. And then he spits his gum out at it. Which is all he had left.
Open your mouth! Watch the ears! Mind your toes!
It's a fucking werewolf with guns. It's aliens versus predator. It's predator versus me. It's like Jaws underwater, but on the fucking highlands of Scotland.
What the fuck?
Welcome back, my friends, to the Horror 101 podcast. This is your host, Cash Wampum, and I am filling three long-time requests with this show. You know me, I usually don't do requests unless it happens to tickle my fancy, but in this case, I'm going to acquiesce from the pressure. The world-famous Brian Stewart, the legendary Brian Horvath from the Shire, and our top donator, the ultimate queen of Horror 101 patrons, Erin Conrad, all three of them have been needling me relentlessly for years to cover this film. And that is not an exaggeration, folks. Well, here it is. You guys wanted it, you fucking got it. For this 112th podcast, we are going to give the Horror 101 treatment to Neil Marshall's Dog Soldiers. We will be bringing in Brian Horvath via phone call from the Shire. And for some reason, I kept referring to the werewolves as vampires when we recorded this. I was not wired correctly for this show. It was quite amusing. So get out your crucifixes and wooden stakes, and let's get this show on the road.
You incredible asshole. We're here 5 minutes, and you make me the laughingstock of Transylvania.
They laughed at me, too.
Deservedly so.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
So we're here to do Dog Soldiers. Who's seen it?
I have seen this movie. I haven't seen the last few, but I've seen this one.
Nude, you're under the impression you've never seen this.
I read the synopsis.
You don't remember seeing this one? I'm sure I've seen it once, maybe twice. Brian Stewart seems to think it's the best werewolf movie
I've
ever made.
I never said it was the best. I said it was my favorite.
Oh, excuse me.
It's my favorite werewolf movie of all
time. So, in your opinion, it's the best?
It's best for me.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was best for you.
You see, even in the horror community, you can't say any werewolf movie is the best unless it's American Werewolf in London because of Rick Baker. And so that's like sacrosanct. That's like fucking with the Ark of the Covenant. You can't do it.
Yeah, but I mean, even around the same time, The Howling and American Werewolf in London are probably close to each other. They're close to each other.
Howling didn't win an Academy Award for makeup.
No, no. Well, Rick Baker pushed the envelope, but Howling had some pretty good effects too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
when what's his we were R- just
Robert Picardo.
when he's transforming, the bladder effect and the whole maw thing, that was spooky. That was some the lighting for that really spooked me when I first saw it.
Howling's a good film. It's just it doesn't compare to the book. That's my biggest problem with it.
And you know what makes the Howling even better is the fact that the sequel called Sturba, your sister's a werewolf with Christopher Lee, is a fucking horrible film. Horrible film. It was so bad.
The book is amazing.
The first the original Howling story.
Well, there's three Howling novels.
Right.
The third one's okay, but the first two are really, really good. The second film has nothing at all to do with the books.
Oh, I'm sure, because it's horrible. But this one, is this one Australian, British?
It's British director, set in Scotland.
Set in Scotland, British director.
Yes.
Oh, my people.
Yes, right.
It's the MacPies. You've seen this?
Nope.
Oh,
shocker!
He hasn't seen this one.
So these are British SAS. They're out doing maneuvers, training maneuvers in the forests of Scotland when they stumble across creatures in the woods.
I have grabbed a brand new DTS high-res version of this film for this evening.
With mono sound.
No mono sound.
Doesn't need a high-def version. It's fucking set in the goddamn wilderness in Ireland.
In Scotland. It's in Scotland.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yep. And I'm not excited just because a son of the doctor is in this movie. Because Sean Pertwee's in it, and that's awesome.
Pertwee!
Yes. Who went on to become Alfred in the terrible series Gotham.
You know, Erin's asking me, she's like, did you invite Brian Horvath or nah? You wanted to call him for this show.
Yes.
You want to call?
Well, you know, I'm probably going to...
Oh my goodness, he's gonna spoil everything. You should have waited till after the movie. I can't believe you're doing this now. Nick, cover your ears, earmuffs.
Probably gonna regret this. He might not even answer.
Word!
You're not that
late. Oh, hey. What's going on?
That's Todd, he said word.
Oh, what are you guys doing? Watching films?
Oh, right now we're watching Planet Terror. Yes, it's go, go, not cry, cry, Andrew, because I'm very cheery right now. We just seem Fergalicious.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a Fruitalicious.
Planet Terror, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Rodriguez, Freddy Rodriguez right now. Come on, Planet Terror, give me the picture, baby.
Just to give you fair notice, you are being recorded for the Horror 101 podcast right now.
Meanwhile, I'm watching horror in the Shire. How's that sound? I lost my language, sorry.
Because we never swear on this podcast.
No. You're on notice that we're doing Dog Soldiers this evening, so we're going to call you back after we watch the film to get your thoughts on the film.
Oh my God, Todd, they're watching Dog Soldiers. They're doing the podcast right now. Are you kidding me? You know what? Well, we're going to watch Dog Soldiers next then now. How's that sound?
Oh.
What are you doing? I'm going to start watching now, then. I'm starting a bonfire right now, and Todd just gave me an edible. It's a nice chunk of a brownie. Yum, yum.
Prank call. Wait, we're in Canada?
It's legal.
Okay, so keep your ears on. We'll call you in a couple hours.
All right, sounds good. We're right here. I'm going nowhere.
All right.
Oh, they're going to amputate the guy's arm off now. We got to lose the limb, man.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, sorry, Helen, I talked too much, what?
I just
heard Helen go, Brian, I'm like, oh,
no, I said hi, Brian.
I love you guys. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay,
right, cheers, bye.
Is that a head injury?
Sorry,
you
know what?
Did you listen to the Vamp podcast yet?
Yeah.
Did you hear my imitation of him?
Yeah.
It's spot on. Okay, let us watch this film and then we'll discuss. Nude, can you grab that light for me, please?
Short.
I can do it.
Grab that shit. Fuck shit.
I'll get it. Ow! I gotta stand up, God damn it!
I heard a cracking story about this place. A young couple were hiking through these woods. During the night, something happened. Captain. What happened here?
Get in! There's one firm that can take your men there.
No more running. We stand. We fight.
You're behind me, aren't you?
Nice try, Private Cooper. You evaded capture for 22 hours and 47 minutes. Go straight to the head of the class. Of course, the real trick to survival lies not in running and hiding, but in removing your enemy's capacity to hunt you down. Here, shoot the dog.
You're taking the piss, right?
He thinks I'm pulling his leg. Do I look like a shotting comedian? Shit, boy.
No, stop! I still won't do it.
You don't have a choice. Finish the job. Shoot the dog.
Shoot it! No, stop!
What was it? Cooper, he's going for special ops. He fails because he won't shoot a dog because Davos is a fucking asshole.
Yeah, literally, like, he's like, you know, you're in, you know, 22 hours, yada, yada, yada. You know, you're in. Kill the dog. No, fuck you. I don't need you. It's like, I'm getting mixed signals.
You're failing me for this.
You failed yourself. We're on a different level here, Cooper. For that, I need men of action. Not deeds.
The only reason this is here is because the audience is going to like me and hate you for the rest of the film. That's basically what that scene is for, right? So now,
it also shows his integrity. Why would he want to kill an animal for nothing?
Yeah. Exactly. Why would anybody with a soul or a conscience do that?
It has nothing to do with the audience or whatever. It's wrong.
And plus, I'm always going to err on the side of caution because there's always a statistical chance that dog could belong to John Wick.
No! You sick fucking bastard!
It's just a dog, that's all. Maybe one day when that's sunk into your thick skull, you'll be ready for us.
And you watch this movie, and as a Game of Thrones fan watching that show, one of the guys that, you know, you loved to love was, what's his face?
Davos. Davos Seaworth.
Yeah. He's the asshole in this one. You know, it's like, okay, within 3 minutes, he's like, shoot the dog. And everybody's like, he can't be serious, right? And sure enough, he is. Pops the dog himself. And we're like,
he tries to shoot the dog in the cottage.
I know, he's got a thing against dogs. What the fuck you got against dogs?
It's like, okay, man. I get it. You're a cat person, but Jesus.
I mean, it's like, okay, how do we make the audience hate this guy immediately? Have him shoot a dog for no reason. Brilliant!
I don't do second chances, Cooper. And I never forget. Send him back to his squad.
Now, as of this moment, as far as we're concerned, we are 50K behind enemy lines. Now, if we do happen to make a contact, I expect nothing less than gratuitous violence from the lot of you. Because we're firing blanks, it doesn't mean we have to be thinking nice thoughts. So you remember, you put the fire down, right? You get stuck in and you kick their fucking teeth out. Or I guarantee you, Joe, they will be having your bollocks for breakfast, sunshine.
Hard boiled or fried, Sarge.
Scrambled.
That story he tells around the campfire, I think, is a nice, quiet moment where we get to meet these characters and get to know them before the shit hits the fan, right?
Or the tattooed ass.
Yeah. It's you know what? It's up there with, like, you know, somebody smuggling a watch out of out of Vietnam with a watch up his ass, right?
Yeah.
He died of dysentery. Give me the watch.
I held this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass for 18 months.
And now, little man, I give it to you. Do you know what my father had to do to get me that watch?
Oh, no.
Fucking coat!
Hey! Fuck you!
Cease fire, Harry!
Terry, what the hell are you doing? You're firing blanks, man.
Is everyone all right? Is everyone okay?
No, man, I think I've shit myself.
Also, the dropping of the cow was perfectly timed. That was up there with the dropping.
You know what? That actually scared the fuck out of me. I wasn't expecting it.
I wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, I jumped. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
That's really the only real jump scare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
We've got casualties to locate. So, ditch your Bergens. Salvage whatever weapons you can find and stand to. We are now up against live, hostile targets. So, if little Red Riding Hood should show up with a bazooka and a bad attitude, I expect you to chin the bitch.
There's some genuinely great moments of levity during tense scenes in this that work.
Oh my God.
The comedy lands again and again. There's some really great dialogue in this film. I've forgotten some of those. You know, if you come across Little Red Riding with a bazooka and a bad attitude, you tin the bitch. I was like, I forgot that line. There's so many great lines in this movie.
Looks like they got hit hard and fast. Every magazine is full. Nobody got off a single round.
If they're lost, then where are the bodies?
And I was getting a Predator vibe at that point.
There totally was.
Oh, yeah.
It really was. Like, when you're seeing from the werewolf's point of view, it's supposed to be the same as for the Predator.
When they find Ryan and they find that all their stuff is still there, but it's covered in gore and chunks of flesh.
Like Blade.
It was like when they found. It's like, okay, his body's gone, but his radio equipment's there. And it's just covered in gore.
Yeah,
that's the exact same.
Chain box.
Exact same thing.
Captain, Ryan, what happened here?
Do not tell me you fucking know him.
Captain Ryan, Special Ops.
He looked like he took on Jack the Ripper and came last.
I can patch him up, but he needs a medic right now.
This is emergency code 64.
You've got to get me out of here. Do you understand? There was only supposed to be one. How's he doing here?
All I know is he's Special Forces. But if this is part of our exercise, they're not advertising. No cap badge, no insignia, just tags.
What do you mean, some kind of covert action?
Covert action or not? They're packing all kinds of weird shit. Tranquilizer darts, nets, you name it.
This is less like a
special ops mission, more like a fucking safari.
You've got to get me out of here before they come back.
Who, Captain? Who is going to come back?
They tore them to pieces in front of my eyes.
He knew it was werewolves. He said it.
He knew, but...
Yeah. And he said there was only supposed to be one. He kept repeating that when they found
him. Which in and of itself is a stupid thing. So wolf... Right. Those are in packs. Mm-hmm.
Jesus! Cobra, get out of it! Jesus, I'm pinned, mate!
He said no heroics, you bloody hypocrite!
Oh,
where's Bruce?
He's all over there! He fucking tore him apart!
You had to look away from the TV for like 10 seconds.
Yeah. I can watch pretty much anything, but when it comes to anybody's organs being outside of their...
Just push them back in, Ellen. Just push them back in. They'll fit.
Cannot watch it.
You piss off! That is an order! Incoming! Back off!
You can take your orders and shove them up your ass!
Oh, Jesus! My guns are out, goon!
Well, we'll just put them back in again!
They're not gonna fucking fit!
Of course they'll fit, man! Here! Come on!
Oh,
come on!
Poor nude's looking at all the freaking entrails sticking out of the guy. She's like, she couldn't look. She turned her way. Oh. It's not very often that you turn away from something, nude. I'll give you that.
First one where they're trying to shove it back.
Yeah.
I looked over and she's like,
oh my God, my fucking
guts. It's like sausages.
They're like sausages. They're not gonna fit. Yeah, they'll fit. They came out of there. They'll go back in. And by the time they happen upon the Jeep, they're being assaulted. And it's like, we need to get the fuck out of here. Oh, somebody's coming along with this Jeep. We're out. And nobody's asking any questions. We're just, thank God there's a Jeep with some chick in it.
The first arm we see through the roof of the Jeep, and then he stabs the knife through it, and the werewolf can't pull his arm out because the knife is wider than the hole, and it's stuck. So, very good set pieces in this.
Any more casualties, Spoon?
No, I'm all right. Where's Bruce?
Bruce. Bruce. Bruce is gone. He's gone. Oh, fuck it.
Just hang on back there. Thank you.
It's okay. What happened?
What happened? We were attacked by huge fucking howling things, that's what!
You were lucky I found you. I was about to give up hope.
You were here.
I heard gunfire last night. I knew someone was out there. If you weren't already in trouble, then you soon would be.
We are. Two men are down. Both need medical attention, but we need to dress the sergeant's wounds before we can take him too far.
There's only one farm in this glen, but the owners are friends. We can take your men there.
But yeah, I like this whole Night of the Living Dead with werewolves. Basically, that's this film, right? Yeah. Held up in this old cabin in the middle of nowhere, no help for miles, running low on ammo, and these things just won't fucking die.
Well, not nearly as like morose and as downtrodden as Night of the Living Dead.
No, but this movie has a lot of levity in there. Yeah, right? Like the interaction between all the soldiers and whatnot. Yeah. There's a lot of levity
and
in there.
None of Night of the Living Dead.
Is it your birthday, Coop?
No, mate.
Is it my birthday? Hey!
No. You're going to thank us for this in the morning.
I'll tell you something, mate. I'm going to fucking thank you. Right now, I'm going to thank you because you saved my life. You got me out of there, mate.
Well, you would have done the same thing.
If I'd done the same fucking thing, I would have saved Bruce, wouldn't I? Yeah. Fuck!
I like they're trying to glue him back together. It's like, I love this man. This man saved my life. You could marry my sister if I had one. You'd be able to marry her because you're the best, man. This guy saved my fucking life. I love you.
I love this man like a man I love.
Like a mate I love.
Yeah.
Cooper. Knock me out. Hit me. Oh, you fucking pussy, Amy!
I'll admit, the part where they're trying to do triage on the Sarge, the double punch.
the left hook.
That made me, like, just laugh my ass off. Because it's just like, you just don't expect it. Because when he lands the first punch, like, he flops back. And it's just like, there's that delay. And then he just immediately hops back up.
Like, what kind of fucking stupid ass pussy fuck was that?
And then bam, nails him again. It just, that was the moment where I'm just like, yeah, this movie, I started really just enjoying it at that point.
What now?
They shut down the generator.
Why would they do that?
Because they can see in the dark.
And you're afraid of it.
This is a pile of rancid shit!
Now what do you believe?
I'm beginning to believe you. I think Joe might have worded it better.
They're on the move.
All right, this is it. Mark your targets and preserve your ammo. Three round bursts. Only got one stun grenade apiece, so only use them if absolutely necessary.
Yeah, a lot of aliens-inspired moments in this movie, for sure.
Short, controlled bursts? I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah, but I was waiting for them to be like, they cut the power. How could they cut the power, man? They're animals.
Sam, no!
I really like this movie. It's really difficult. But I have to say, my favorite scene is when, and I don't know the name, but the one soldier that puked over Brian's head because he was about to shoot the dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you. Yeah, you should have puked him, and then you should have just shit on him after that.
Puke and then shit? Oh my god. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna puke on you and then I'm gonna
turn
around.
He's about to shoot the dog.
Drop trow and starfish puke all over this fucking guy.
Yes.
Take that smell.
Yeah, I was so happy. I was like, yes. Keep puking.
Christ.
The fact that Ryan was a smug dick ever since he got to the cottage, because he knew he was on the mend, so he must have known that he was infected with whatever lycanthropy they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And he knew that at some point he would probably have to turn to save his ass and get out of the situation. You know, like, he knew.
He was biding his time.
You could see it on his face. Like, he had information that the other guys didn't know. He knew that he was part of the problem and not the solution.
Because when he went up to the bathroom, he was looking in the mirror like...
Like, what the fuck's happening to me? Oh, that's what's... Okay, I get it now. I get it now.
The reality is, you're expendable. And I had approval to put you at risk.
Get to the fucking point, Ryan.
I made a gap in enemy lines. You were good enough to spot it and predictable enough to go for it. That was your bait. You were mine.
You bastard.
I had to choose somebody. I remembered you. Monkey see, monkey do.
They were my men!
Get up, you shit. You know what we can do. Give us a fighting chance!
So why don't you come on in, and I'm pretty sure there's one of them, and you can catch it, and you can use it for whatever bioweapons fucking... You know, Wayland, you tawny bullshit you got going on,
missing
right?
Paul Reiser in a stupid suit vest.
You signed the order, signed Burt Carter J. You sent them to that cabin and you didn't even tell them. Why didn't you tell them, Burke?
This cottage represents a significant dollar investment.
Well, they can fucking bill me, Brian Stewart.
Do any of you know how to hotwire a car?
What?
I keep an old Land Rover in the barn. I don't know where the keys are, but if one of you could break in and start it, then...
I can do that.
Are you sure?
Piece of piss.
The attack in the barn, but the thing that really sells it for me is when he comes back out and it's like... I'm sure it's an homage to Halloween, when he realizes there's one in the back of the car with him. Just like when Paul gets it in Halloween.
Annie.
Annie, sorry, excuse me, yes.
And she's like, wee, what's this?
And then you just see the breath coming in over his shoulder. I like that scene.
I'm gonna fucking love you! Ah!
Ah! I thought Helen was gonna get a reveal the twist early, because you were like, when she mentions the Land Rover in the barn, you're like, well, that would have been good to know earlier. And the only reason she was doing that was because she was starting to send them out one by one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they would be picked off.
I figured that after.
Yeah, yeah.
That werewolf beating whore.
Cunt.
It's probably
cunt, Newt. Yes. It's
always more impactful when you hear a woman say cunt.
Call it on the mountains.
Do you think I like being part of this fucked up family? Do you think I chose to run with the pack? No. I chose you, but now you're out of luck and I'm out of time, and all we can do is let nature take its course. They were always here. I just unlocked the door. It's that time of the month.
Somebody has been out of misery.
Run!
Then, of course, my favorite scene is going to be Spoon's last stand. It's so good. I mean, he runs out of ammo. The ammo's gone. He's going to box a fucking... By the way, this is what you should do if you're going out in a horror film. This is how you die. If you're going to die, die well. This guy dies the best death. He goes down swinging, literally.
He goes mano a mano with a fucking
just
werewolf.
Boxing a werewolf. And when he gets the knife out, the first knife breaks in the werewolf.
In the werewolf.
His head, yeah.
And then he gets, he kicks one of the teeth out, which was a nice shot.
Oh, that was great.
You see the tooth go off.
And then stabbing several times with the second knife, and then that's no good. And then he's just throwing, and then he tries to, like, frying pan the thing to death.
Yep.
Nope, that was it. He went down swinging.
And there's a second one. A second one coming in on the scene.
It was the second one who stopped him from the frying pan.
Was it?
Yeah, it was the second one that came along.
He had that crazed warrior moment when he was about to finish the werewolf up. The second one knocked the pan away.
What was it he said to it? I hope I give you the shits.
You fucking wimp. Then he spits his gum out at it, which is all he had left.
I hope I give you the shits, you fucking wimp.
So in the end, it's scorched earth, right? They blow everything out. That's what's going to do it. They're going to. So you think blowing these things up is going to stop them? Like they're just obliterated. They've been applesauced, and that's enough.
I would think so.
Because there's very specific lore. I mean, the silver thing was in this, right? Yeah, if you go back to the, I mean, it's all fiction, obviously, but the actual quote unquote lore to kill a vampire, you need silver.
Werewolf.
Nothing
werewolf.
Else.
Werewolf.
What did I say?
Vampire.
Excuse me, I'm still thinking about vamp last show. But to kill a vampire, you need silver. Nothing else will do, right?
Again, werewolf.
Werewolf. To kill a werewolf, you need silver.
I was feeling bad because I fucked with the Friday the 13th film, but I didn't fuck about back-to-back.
Is this how Pontypool starts again?
I have a drinking problem.
You just spilled it all over you.
But I realize, yes, the explosions are omnidirectional, and it would have gone down into the cellar.
That a problem with that. Like, he's hiding in the cellar, that's going to protect him.
No, especially when you can see, like you say, you can see through the
over his shoulder. You can see the fucking explosion over his shoulder.
But you perfectly bought the planks over the sewer in vamp.
I, you know what? Fuck you. I listened to it. I think it's stupid as well. I'm just saying, my favorite scene is in that scene where you see him cut his hand as he's pulling back on the boat.
But yeah, I agree. He had no protection there. Maybe it was further down, or if it was like if there was like a storm cellar entrance, he could have gotten out before the explosion. So his survival rate would have been next to nothing. Especially afterwards, when you see what's left of the cottage, there's nothing.
I do have to say that's one funny scene though. Everything's fucking blown up. He walking out, he opens the door. There's nothing connected to the door on either side. He opens the door to let him and the dog through, and it's like, the fuck's the point?
I like how he gives him the role of film, so he makes it to civilization. Yeah. Here's proof that these things exist, but they print a small picture of it with a big thing on the game.
England 5, Germany 1.
They're talking about that. It's like, I'm in the middle of this fucking piece of shit, stupid, exercise, and I'm missing the telly, I'm missing the football game.
That particular paper that they show there is the British version of the National Enquirer. So that's like the British version of Bad Boy, basically.
Yellow journalism is a big thing in Great Britain. You think it's bad here, it's far worse.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
Joe, Spoon, looks like we're staying. You know what to do. I want a secure perimeter with a clear field of fire, but give them something inviting. Right?
You want it?
Interesting.
Oh, we'll find out.
Jeff Nader is here and Todd Gervais is here. And we're by the bonfire in the Shire. We're talking politics, religion, and guns. We're killing everybody. It's called The Purge.
Did you watch Dog Soldiers?
Not yet. We've been talking too much.
Say it isn't so.
You coming out then? Come on, watch with me, Helen. Come out here right now.
We've already watched it, Brian Horvath.
Okay, your thoughts on Dog Soldiers. You always say that it's the best werewolf movie ever. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And I just said this to Todd. My favorite movie of all time being a freaking werewolf movie is The Dog Soldiers. Howling is number two. Absolutely. That one creeped me out as a kid. The Howling is absolutely epic. Sorry, you guys. Part three is going to be like the freaking thing from London there. What do you call that? There, the werewolf of London. American Werewolf in London. That's number three. Sorry. I know it's great, but it's not The Howling, and it's definitely not The Dog Soldiers.
Okay.
There's no definitely better movie ever than The Dog Soldiers, because you got guns, you got the footy, you got Germany foot on against fucking England, you got fucking a sword going through the teeth. He's like, I hope I give you the fucking shits. Fucking A, I'm hitting you with a cast iron firing pan. I'll bust out your teeth. It's a fucking werewolf with guns. It's aliens versus predator. It's predator versus me. It's like Jaws underwater, but on the fucking highlands of Scotland. Sorry, how's that sound?
What the fuck? Yeah, that's great. What's your favorite scene in the film?
Okay, fudge. well, when they're all in the house and they're like, oh, well, we're gluing his guts in. He's like, gluing his guts in. I always say this. I like, what do you think the fucking crazy glue was meant for? It wasn't made for your grandma's fucking teacup. It was made for the Vietnam War. That's why they're gluing his guts in and he's like putting it in and like, let's stuff it in. He's like, oh, you fucking bitch, you pansy, knock me out, right? If that's what he has to knock him out and they're fucking gluing him back together. I thought that was a fun part of the movie, personally.
They actually
and then when he does wake up and they're taking flashes of the cameras and they fucking shooting, he's like, what the fuck is going on? Is that in part? Okay, the other one I always say to you guys when we're on like the kayak and things like that, when they get in the fucking closet, they go in the closet, like, look at the wardrobe. He's like, mind your ears, plug your nose, and he shoots a fucking floor right through the thing, just like something like a Matrix, and they drop right down to the next fucking
closet. Yeah, we forgot to mention that.
There's dead bodies in there and everything. Are you fucking kidding me? It's fucking epic. It's a fucking movie. Sorry, I'm so excited. I'm yelling at a fire in the shower. I'm like screaming at my mom's house. They're probably awake now.
And if you had to score Dog Soldiers at a 1 out of 10?
10. Sorry, Andrew, 10.
Okay. That's,
you know, it's 10. It's 10. Like, there's none higher. Sucker MCs will call me sire. That's it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us for this podcast. Hopefully we talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sir.
See you tomorrow.
Sorry I didn't make anybody else with a chance to talk, but I got these guys are down. I got Todd and Jeff talking. I got a fire going. We're all good. We're about to watch another horror movie. I have no idea. I love you. Thank you for the phone call. And I'm sorry, Ted. Absolutely, Ted. I told you, it's my favorite of all time. That's it.
Bye.
Jesus Christ.
Did he say Jeff Scott was there?
He said Jeff. I don't know which Jeff is there. I don't know. So there you go, listeners. That's the infamous Brian Horvath.
Any questions?
No, just the one, Coop. Exactly what is it we're fighting against?
Megan, you want to run it past the boys?
Lycanthropes.
You what?
That's werewolves to you and me.
So let's score the film. Nude, let's start with you.
I was thoroughly entertained throughout this whole thing, except for obviously a few parts. You know, my the teeth trauma was there, so that was, you know. But I mean, obviously it was just done very well. I would have given it a 9, but I'm giving it an 8 because they shot that dog, so it loses a whole point.
A whole point for a dog being shot off camera?
Yes.
Did it even go? Did it even yelp?
It did.
Did it go yelp when they shot it?
Regardless.
Let's play it again to find out.
Regardless, does it matter?
No.
Okay.
So you're giving it an. It should have been a 9, but it's going to be an 8 because they shot a dog.
They shot the dog.
And the only reason they did that was to establish that you hate this guy, but you like this guy.
That's not correct.
That's precisely why they wrote that in, pants.
No.
Okay. Paul V, let's score it.
Hey, you can't tell me what my score means. I'm telling you what it means.
Well, that's fine. You pled your case, but in my opinion, the only reason they wrote
you
that
score,
in...
When it's your turn, you can put your opinion, you not
can,
on mine.
You can tell us it's not the best vampire movie ever.
Don't yeah, your it's a great coming. Vampire movie. It was fantastic.
Fuck all of you. Okay?
Seriously,
fuck all of you.
If the shit ever hits the fan and he's the one that has to tell us what we're preparing for, I'm going
to
be too skeptical.
You come to me.
You come there's me. Vampires attacking. Real vampires? Or doggy vampires.
No offense, if it was happening though, I'd come to you simply for the fact that hopefully you'd be out of their eyesight. You're so short, maybe the trip over you. And then I can run away.
How rude.
I mean, think about it. We bust into their house, we eat all their porridge, we sleep in their fucking beds. No wonder they're pissed off.
Paul B, score it.
I will match Helen's 8. It's not my favorite werewolf film.
You know what? And that's the thing. Dare I say this again? There's tons of great vampire films, not a lot of great werewolf films.
No, it kind of drops off after the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like American Werewolf in Paris sucks.
Like Wolfen. Remember Wolfen, 1982?
Wolfen sucked. Wolf?
With Jack Nicholson?
Was trash.
Yeah.
Was
yeah
was,
James Spader.
Yeah.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
It's good. It's a little long in a few parts, especially the beginning where they're setting like, oh, we're out in this vast wilderness and there's nothing around. Like, okay, we get it. Yeah, I liked it. Kevin McKidd is really good in this. He's probably my favorite performance in this. He's an excellent actor. I mean, if people probably
is that the sergeant?
No, the guy that gets kicked out of Special...
Cooper.
Oh, him.
Cooper,
yeah, that's Kevin McKidd.
He was from Trainspotting. He's the one who loses his baby in Trainspotting. When the baby dies... From neglect.
And he dies of toxoplasmosis.
Yes, and he died, yeah. he dies of AIDS, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, kind of jags a little bit at the very beginning. When it gets to the farmhouse, then it really kicks on. But yeah, 8.
Somebody must have heard some gunfire. Somebody must have heard something.
Who? The only other house within 50 miles of here is mine, and I'm not there.
There? Me, I am going to give this 8. Is about, it was what I was thinking, like when I was upstairs in the bathroom, I'm like, what am I going to give this movie? And it's like, yeah, it's an 8. It's an 8. It's doesn't take itself too seriously, which is mainly the reason why I enjoyed it. I liked the acting in it. You know, they were well aware of what they had and made the best of it, and that works for me. It did drag in a few spots, but you could tell, like, the idea is good, but to pad it, because how long is this movie?
Just it's over long, 2. It's 103 minutes.
Once they get to the cabin, it picks up a bit, but yeah, it's not going to point off for pacing and, you know, like a few plot issues, but that's about it. Like, otherwise, yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Captain Ryan is not one of our team.
His being here is hazy at best.
My being here is a moot point, since I'm now in as much shit as you are.
Brian Stewart?
All right, Marky, this is for you, because I'm going to match your 10.
Really?
I am.
Oh, my God. I love this movie. Wow. Explain.
I enjoy this movie. You know what it is? And it's just fun. You know me, I like fun horror. This is why I like Fright Night. This is why I like Cabin in the Woods. And it's so rare to see fun horror that isn't a complete cheese fest or isn't just... You know, you like it kind of ironically because it's so bad it's good. This is just a really good, fun, violent horror film. Is it ever really scary? No, not really. But it's not, I don't think it's meant to be scary. I think it's just supposed meant to be a really fun ride. And it's, you know, a werewolf film. And I would say of all the werewolf movies I've seen, this is the most fun. This is the most fun you'll ever have watching a werewolf movie. So I like Sean Pertwee is great in it. The blood effects look amazing. It has one of the best character deaths I've ever seen in a horror film. And there's no denying that. I mean, I hope I give you the shits, you fucking wimp. I mean, that's one of the great dying lines in horror for me. So, and I've seen this movie easily half a dozen times. And I could watch it again right now if you press play. And I would enjoy it just as much.
Okay, doink.
That's it.
But no, we'll watch Superstition instead.
And I know... I know people kind of hate the extra 13 minutes of pacing, but I probably would have trimmed a little bit maybe from the number of assaults at the cottage, because early on, I actually like that we get to know these people before the danger hits. I like them sitting around the campfire and getting the back and forth and the banter and them making fun of each other. And, yeah, it's good stuff.
And it was under a military operation in the sticks, you know, and this is why it gave me a big Predator vibe throughout the entire thing.
But, I mean, there's homages everywhere, right? And so I have fun. It's, you know, is it perfect? No, but I don't care because I enjoy it past its flaws. So, like I say, if every werewolf movie out there, I have more fun watching this than American Werewolf in London. I have more fun watching this than Howling. Sure, those are probably better movies, but I'm not laughing while I'm watching those movies. I'm not really enjoying myself. This I enjoy.
Oh, this shite is totally bone. The most important football match of my life is playing tonight, and I'm stuck up the backside of beyond without so much as a six-pack or a telly.
Well, that's the army for you.
Hey, it's England v Germany, man. Full-on footy war.
I'll give it a 7.5. I enjoyed it. 7.5's not a bad score, but I like the humor in it. I like the gore in it, but I'm sitting there, especially during the first assault when they were, like, just leveling hundreds of rounds at these things. I didn't see one fucking squib go off on a werewolf. All of their damage was taken off camera.
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand there was budget constraints, but, I mean, at least give me a couple of squibs. Let me know that, you know, show me that they're damaging these things, but it's to no avail. You know, like, show a wound closing up or something. Give me an idea that these are, like, just a hopeless situation as opposed to just guns going off out a door. And that's it. There's 5 minutes of guns going off out a window or a door, and I don't see any damage. I don't know.
You just hear yelps and them recoiling back.
That's it. Like, you know, there's the
odd... Damage these suits? Are you kidding? They're rentals.
Somebody mentioned that Paul B., you said that the vampires looked horrible.
Vampires again.
Fucking
I don't
werewolves.
Know
what
the fuck? I'm not wired correctly. Friday the 13th once.
I am not wired correctly this evening. The werewolves look bad, like dollar store.
Yeah, they look or something like
that. I didn't think they looked that bad.
I thought
actually,
they really bad.
I like how they got tall actors to play them, and they were like,
I think honestly, lanky, like,
lanky, exactly.
You know, very tall and lanky.
Cells has the or they used to have they, the they had. That, like, Halloween costume.
They had a good snarl and they had the Gru coming out of their mouths and shit like that.
They weren't very articulate. That was the big problem, is that they were obviously filming around the fact that they couldn't move very well.
The pack itself, though, there's like no humanity to them when they're wolfed out at all. I would have liked just a little bit of depth to them other than just killing machines. You know, there's Ryan, he starts, you know, he gets yellow eyes, he snarls, he's got big teeth and long fingernails, and then he jumps out a window. You know, he's got nothing to say, he doesn't tell us if it hurts or anything like that. I get no insight as to what the transformation is like. Do they like what's happening to them? Are they, there was a little bit more that I wanted from the whole werewolf aspect.
Oh, there we go. Are you sure it's a werewolf?
Werewolf aspect of the film.
Are you sure?
But yeah, 7.5. I think it's fair. Do I think it's better than The Howling or American Werewolf in London? Absolutely not. Do I think it's better than Wolfen and Silver Bullet? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is firmly in between those. Mm. But like I said, it had good gore. It had good comedy. I liked the cast. Of course, it's another movie where most of the film is one night, one setting, trapped in one place, trying to survive till the morning. Evil Dead, Night of the Living Dead. You know, like we've said it 1,000 times on the show, we like that element, and we got that, but there was a lot of flaws in it, which, you know, it should have been a 9.5, it should have been a 10, but it's not.
Right, Spoonie, you're on point. Joe, help Ryan. Sarah, you're up next. Coop, you win me. Right, lads, let's have it through the long grass. Double time. Go! Come on, fucking shift it.
And folks, we have reached the end of our 112th podcast featuring Dog Soldiers, directed by Neil Marshall, starring Sean Pertwee, Kevin McKidd, and Liam Cunningham. I know I mentioned at the beginning that I only did this show to fulfill a request, but I would like to take this opportunity to admit to both Brian's and to Aaron Conrad, after putting this show together, I now have a brand new respect for this film. I'm not changing my score, but I had a blast editing this one together, and I can't tell you how many times I got lost in just watching clips from the movie as I constructed this episode. Usually I just seek to the parts of the film that I want to grab for the audio clips, and it's done and done. There were dozens of times where I just got wrapped up in the film, and before I knew it, 10 minutes had passed, and I had to snap out of it and get back to work. This doesn't happen very often, so this is a testament to how much I really did enjoy this movie. I want to thank our good friend Brian Horky Horvath for joining us with his zany commentary and eccentric yet lovable style. The guy is nothing if not entertaining. I want to thank all of our patrons who continue their pledges and allow my crew and I to continue with this project. It really does mean a lot to us. I hope you enjoyed this show. For the world-famous Brian Stewart, the cult sensation Nick McPherson, the nefarious Paul B., and my wife, the lovely Nude, this is Cash Wampum saying thanks for listening and reminding you that there's a horror movie out there that's just going to scare the hell out of you, and we're going to help you find it right here at Horror 101, educating your fears.
So, in the rankings of werewolf movies, is this better than Vamp?
I know what you're doing, Brian Stewart. You suck my fucking ass.
I don't like it.
Okay, you suck my fucking ass.